Weyburn, for Amy Swayze, hockey has been more than just a game. It's been a journey of discipline, leadership, and community. As the goaltender for the Weyburn Gold Wings, heads to the University of Regina to pursue police studies and join the U of R Cougars hockey team, she reflects on her time with the Gold Wings, the unforgettable moments on the ice, and the challenges she's overcome along the way. From tournament trips to Toronto to navigating injuries and rink shortages, Swayze says her time with the Gold Wings was filled with highs and lows that shaped her as both an athlete and a person. "Playing for the Gold Wings taught me extensive discipline as both an athlete and a person," she said. "I have learned endlessly about leadership and what it takes to be on a high-level team, and for that I will be forever grateful. There were many ups and downs, but through them I learned to adapt and overcome challenges calmly and with aptitude." As a goaltender, the position can be both rewarding and challenging. "For me, the challenges make the rewards that much more worth it. My favorite part of being a goalie is the precision. I am some sort of a perfectionist, and succeeding in a position that requires perfection is one of the best feelings in the world." One of the biggest takeaways? A love for coaching. "It has also introduced me to my love for coaching and giving back to my community," she said. As a goalie, Swayze thrived under pressure, embracing the position's demand for perfection. The goaltender's mindset. As a goalie, you are the last line of defense on the ice. Everyone in the rink is either relying on you to do your job, or to fail completely at it. That can be extremely testing for anyone, so learning to move on from mistakes is crucial. Her advice for young goaltenders is to master the basics. Making those flashy saves looks amazing, of course, but having a strong foundation eliminates the need for those desperation saves. She also emphasized the mental side of the game, urging goalies to develop resilience early. "Don't ignore the mental side. Even as a young goaltender, parts of the game can get to you, and it's important to develop strategies to move on sooner rather than later." Giving back, coaching and community impact. What began as a team obligation soon became a calling. Through coaching, Swayze discovered the joy of helping young athletes grow both on and off the ice. One standout moment was a heartfelt letter from a camper thanking her for how her coaching helped make a difference. "Following my first self-run goalie camp, one of the kids gave me a letter saying how much she appreciated my help. This was a big moment for me, knowing that I had such an impact on her. It is a feeling I hope to continue to achieve in the future." Growing the game. Reflecting on her own youth, Swayze said there was a lack of female hockey role models. She's proud, however, to see that changing. Since then, so many things have been added to the female side of hockey. Now, young female players can see girls playing at a high level and achieving great things. Encouraging more girls to play hockey just grows the sport even further, and hockey is a sport that teaches important values in young kids, while also having lots of fun along the way. As for growing at a grassroots level, encouraging girls' participation in hockey from a young age would definitely bring more into the sport, and progress the popularity of female hockey at a professional level as well. University hockey and beyond. Now preparing for university hockey, Swayze is eager for the new challenge. "The thing I look forward to most about playing at a university level is just that," she said. "It is a whole new level of hockey, and I am excited to live up to the task of performing at that level. I am excited for the new experiences and the memories I will make playing for a university team, and I am excited to get to know my new teammates." Balancing academics and athletics won't be easy, but she's no stranger to hard work. Growing up in Weyburn meant long drives for specialized training, a testament to her dedication. "Growing up in Weyburn has made it somewhat difficult to get the best training from goalie coaches. I have always had to drive at least an hour for training. This taught me priorities and determination in that I was committed to getting better at my position every day. However, growing up in Weyburn meant that there was a greater connection to my community through the sport. Growing up in a smaller community meant that I was often playing with the same people every year. Through it all, she has made many long-lasting friendships that have meant so much to her over the years and helped her in the volunteering aspect of her work in the community, she said. Because I grew up playing here, many parents know who I am, so it allowed me to use that connection to improve my coaching opportunities and further those relationships as well. Gratitude and legacy. She credits her parents for driving her to practices, games and private goalie sessions, and especially her father, her lifelong coach, and her teammates for their unwavering support. Not having them around every day will definitely be a change, she said. I also have friends through hockey that have supported me in the same way I support them. I will consider these people my teammates for the rest of my life. As she leaves Weyburn and heads to Regina, Swayze hopes to leave a legacy of perseverance and humility. No matter the obstacles, working through them with confidence can be the deciding factor in getting over them. Last but not least, being skilled is important to success, but so is humility, said Swayze. Never forget to give back, congratulate others, and always remember that you always have room to improve. Sparks at sasktoday.ca